was only recently he preached his first, and it just so happened with just how things turned out that tonight was available for him to do it again. I believe that God has an anointing on his life. I believe that God has set him apart to minister the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, if you're looking for perfection, you're not going to find it in him or even myself, right? But hallelujah, he does have an anointing and a calling. And if there's an anointing and a calling, we know that God can use that. Another thing that he is open and willing. Praise God. You got to be open and willing. Amen. I didn't get any amens on that one. Nobody said, I'm not open and willing to preach. Hallelujah. That's all right. You don't have to be. But praise the Lord. God certainly has moved on his heart. I have recognized an anointing and a calling on him. I believe that the Lord can use him tonight. How many of you just going to open up your hearts and minds and let the Lord speak? Hallelujah. Let the Lord minister. Brother Aaron, why don't you come on up and let the Lord use you tonight in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, church. It's such an honor to be here today. And again, just want to say thank you to my wonderful pastor for giving me the opportunity to be here to minister once again. And I believe that the Lord has placed something on my heart tonight. And I'm looking forward to see how it turns out. It's in Jesus' name. If we could, let's turn our Bibles to Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 16. Again, I just want to thank the Lord for my pastor. I just want to thank God for bringing the man of God into my life. And all that he's done for me, he's been there by my side through a lot of storms in my life. You'll hear about some of them tonight. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor, for all that you've done to speak life into my ministry, to speak life into my family, to speak life and into what the Lord has. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. All right, in Romans chapter 12, verse 16, it says, "Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but consent to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." And if we could go to Romans 14:19, it also connects in with this verse. Hallelujah. Jesus. It says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify one another." Hallelujah. Dear Lord, I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity, Lord, to minister your word to your church. God, I ask, Lord, that it would be your words, it would be your oracles, God, that would be preached here, God, Lord, at your pulpit, God. Lord, I know it's not taken lightly, God, Lord, and I allow you, God, Lord, to speak and to minister, God, Lord, the way you want to do it, God, Lord. I take my hands off the wheel. I give my life to you, God. Let your will be done tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated at this time in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to tell a story about it's around the beginning of this year when we first after, first came back from, about a month after the new year. Came here on a Monday night, and it wasn't our typical Monday night. I walk in the doors, and I see Brother Victor. He has some masonry tools. He's got some mortars, some stones. And I'm like, oh, you know, what's going on here? You know, and I asked him, and he's like, yeah, you know, he said, we're going to build an altar together. And sure enough, you know, that's what we did. We all had our hands in it. And, you know, there was a little bit of an assembly line going on. One person was mixing the mud, the mortar. The other person was going to the sink to get water. The other person was putting the stones on. The other person was smoothing the mortar onto the stones. And I'm not going to lie, I felt a little bit like Abraham during that time. it was just amazing. And it was that moment really set the tone of what unity looked like for me, and what it really meant to be unified with my brothers in the church, and that will forever stick with me. Hallelujah. Jesus. Unity is rooted belief that believers are unified or united with Christ and with each other through him. In order for us to grow closer to the Lord, we must be able to do things together. We must be submitted before we can be unified. In other words, we cannot do it alone. We need some submission. I'm going to get to that in a moment. It is impossible to be unified when we are not submitted to the authority of God. So there are three keys to being unified. The first one, we must first be submitted and unified with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This comes through having relationship with our Father. It takes place at dying to ourselves at the altar, finding an altar every day and praying and fasting and reading the word and studying out the scriptures and connecting each verse to the next verse to find the whole view of that verse or the passage, because it's pretty awesome to see how the word all ties in from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Brother Victor and I have been doing a Bible study on Thursday nights, and during that time, you know, there might be times where it's just three of us, you know, but it's okay because the Lord has given us that time to sharpen each other, to get into the Word, to search it, because I'll be honest, I thought I knew a lot about the Word of God until I started teaching it. And then that's when things, I'm like, wow, I've never seen it written like this before. And when you begin to really dig it out and to connect, like I said, to connect the verse to another verse and allow the Spirit of God to flow through His living Word, that is when it becomes alive in us. And hallelujah. And if we don't have a secret place in the Lord, there will always be a secret sin. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." He wants us to take everything to Him before we take it to anyone else. He is our Good Shepherd. Hallelujah. Can't do it without Him. He is there in every moment and every season. Hallelujah. And there's been times in my life where I know for a fact, without a doubt, that I would be dead on the street if I didn't have Him to help me through those situations. Hallelujah. Key number two, we need to be submitted to the leader of the flock, which is our pastor. In Hebrews 13, verse 17, it says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. This is not only talking about our spiritual leader, our pastor. It's also talking about our supervisors at work, the ones that are the masters or the leaders of our life outside of here. And I have been put on many jobs that it requires me to work with people. And a lot of times I get put with the people that don't want to do the work. I'm usually with the people that that are just there for the paycheck, and they want me to pick up their slack and to do all the work, but that's okay. Praise God. But we're supposed to be submitted to our leaders. And but most importantly, we need to be submitted to the man of God. And just like when the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they bickered and they complained, which was the reason it took them over 40 years to get to the promised land, when only it should have taken about 2 years. But if they were submitted to their leader, Moses, they would have been there sooner. God has called and chosen our pastor to lead this church. If we allow him to speak into our life, spiritually, mentally, and physically, God will bless us and he will lead us in the way that he wants us to go. Every time I have fell away, there has always been failure to the submission of God and to the man of God. And it led me to a dark place in this life each and every time. However, every time I repented and I let it burn at the altar, I gave it to God and I said, Lord, forgive me of this sin. God, Lord, I don't want to live like this. But God, I want you to be manifested within me. And when I've done that every single time, oh, hallelujah, he said, son, it's okay. You're right where I need you. It doesn't matter what you've done, because your sins are cast out as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time I went to the man of God, I've humbled myself, is when God said, now I can work with that. Hallelujah. If we are submitted only to God and not to the man of God too, then we truly are not obeying God's commands. We must submit to God, then our pastor, and then God himself will cover us. Hallelujah. As long as we are submitted to God and to our pastor is when there is no room for the enemy to come against us. Hallelujah. He will try. The enemy will try. He'll try to get under your skin in this way. He'll try to get under your skin in that way. But he can't. Hallelujah. Because it says in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just here to tell somebody today that the devil is a liar. He is not. Oh, hallelujah. He cannot touch you when you are submitted to God and to the man of God. Hallelujah. There is no room for him to come. He may try, but his tongue will not prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the third key to being unified, hallelujah. And by the way, I don't think I said this, but The title of this is Let's Be Unified Together. That is the title of this. Hallelujah. Is to be unified together. Hallelujah. So the last key is number 3. We must fellowship together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Going back to the introduction verse, let us therefore, which is Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify one another. Hallelujah. The fellowship is where, oh, praise God, hallelujah. The fellowship is where the glue held the apostles together. Hallelujah. That is where, when, hallelujah, Jesus, it held them together when they were there preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They would have suffered if they didn't have each other. They needed to have each other there by their sides to get through it together. Yes, God was on their side. They knew that they could hear from God. Hallelujah. But they also knew that God has sent them helpers. He has sent them just like God has sent Jesus' disciples to go and to preach the gospel, to go and to heal the sick, to raise the dead, hallelujah, to do miracles of God, hallelujah. In the same way, the apostles knew that they needed each other, hallelujah. So the trick of the enemy is for us to try to do it on our own and not together, so we will self-sabotage ourselves in isolation. Hallelujah. But God has made a way for us. Hallelujah. He has made it a way for us to get away from that. He has made it a way for us to come together. He has made it a way for us, oh, hallelujah, to be submitted to Him, to be submitted to the leader of this church, and to be submitted, and hallelujah, to have fellowship together, to do it together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, by the way, it's not just going to be us alone by ourselves worshiping Him in heaven. Hallelujah. It's going to be, hallelujah, along with the ones that are there together with us. Hallelujah. So why not do it here now? Why not come together and worship Him now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Hallelujah! Oh, praise God! Let me tell you, hallelujah, something powerful happened when the people of God joined together. Oh, hallelujah. Come to prayer meetings on Monday night and you'll see what I'm talking about. Chains break. Hallelujah. Off-rooted lies are destroyed. Generational curses are rebuked and dismantled. Depression and anxiety is severed. Sickness and diseases are healed. The blind will see. The dead will rise. The dumb will talk and the lame will walk. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will bring in the prodigals back to the church. It will bring in and restore the brokenhearted. Those sanctuary doors will be opened and the lost ones that are out there will come and hear to the presence of God. Hallelujah! Jesus! Woo! Thank you, Lord. If he did it for me, he will surely do it for you. Hallelujah. Has there ever been why things sway or hallelujah. Have you ever felt someone get under your skin? Hallelujah. Has there been someone that has wronged you and made you feel lesser than? Praise God. Well, I can testify of that. There has been many occasions when things had happened to me that I didn't deserve, and I never quite understood why they happened. But God was there through those times, through those struggles, through those things. Oh, hallelujah. And he never left. He was always there. He always had his hand upon me in those moments, in those situations, in those times where I thought that I would never be put back together. There was lies of teachers that told me that I would never make it. They said my IQ level was too low. But hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Little did they know, God had other plans. Hallelujah. They said I couldn't be a carpenter. They said I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. I couldn't even read. But look at me now. I'm reading because of the power of God that is instilled within me. Hallelujah. I thank you for that, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God will take those things that wronged us, and he will make it right and be on our side to get through every storm, every trial, every tribulation. If we submit to God, the man of God, and we have fellowship together in the body of Christ, he will give us the authority to do what he has called us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Many of us know this well. But for we wrestle, and the reason why these things happen, because this is how the enemy has came in to try to deceive, to make us think that it's because of this flesh, your flesh and my flesh. But it's not. It says right here, hallelujah. And oh, praise God, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must put on the full armor of God. We must put on the helmet of salvation, because in our mind, the enemy, that's his trick. He tries to get into our mind. He tries to make us think that we can't do this, we can't do that. He tries to make us think that we're mental at times, but it's just a lie. It's just a lie. Hallelujah. It's all a lie. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must put on the belt of truth. We must put on the breastplate of righteousness. And we must hold up the shield of faith. Praise God. You all know what the opposite of faith is. And that's not faith. It is fear. And we all know, we should know, that fear is a liar because it comes from the enemy. It comes from the devil. And he tries to use these things to come against us. But let me tell you, oh, hallelujah, just like the shield of faith, we can hold up the shield of faith to protect us from all of this. But there is another side of it that the Lord showed me this week. There is people out there. Instead of holding up the shield of faith, they're holding up a shield of fear. And it has put them into a pit of isolation. It has put them in this, oh, hallelujah, in this jeopardy of thinking that they are lesser than they are, of them believing those lies, those things that was done to them. Oh, hallelujah. They believe those things because they are not rooted in the truth. They are not rooted in God, because that is what the enemy is trying to do. But let me tell you again that the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. And he does not have authority here at this church, because I believe that we are doing what he has called us to do. Praise God. And he is bringing us to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell you, the devil is scared. He is fearful of the ones that are submitted to the God's process. He is scared of the ones that are submitted to the process of God. Hallelujah. Because he knows. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. When we get together, that things will happen, and hallelujah, the kingdom will come down to earth. Oh, praise God. And that is what's going to happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we grab a hold of these three keys, we will take hold of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Being submitted to God, being submitted to our pastor, and having fellowship together. Those things right there, oh, praise God, is a weapon unto the enemy. And it is how we stay rooted in God. And God will help us with the rest. He'll help us with the details. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to testify to you guys. The Lord has pressed it upon my heart to share this with you. And hallelujah. When the enemy had tried to get under my skin, and when he had tried to pull me away from the church and tried to do this and to do that. Oh, I gave in for a minute. I started to believe those lies again, and it started to take me down a dark road. It left me with nothing but guilt and shame. It left me with nothing but misery. It left me nothing but darkness. And that was the enemy's goal. He was trying to pull me away. He was trying to take me away. He was trying to kill me with the things of this world. But God had other plans. God had other plans. And he has other plans for you here tonight. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, I am a walking, talking miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was all because of the goodness of God. But let me tell you, as I was driving away, I was driving up north. I was on the turnpike. And as I was driving north, oh, hallelujah, oh, I started to cry out to God. I started to say, Lord, I don't want this anymore. If there is a way for me to escape from this, please, Lord, let it be so. I don't care what I have to do. I don't care if I have to go and face my parents. I don't care if I have to do that and do that. I don't care if I have to start all over again. I just want to be right with you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Aaron, he said, at this next U-turn, you know, it says on these U-turns on the turnpike and on the highway that you're not supposed to turn. It says authorized vehicles only. But God said, Aaron, he said, turn around at this next one. He said, when you come up to this next U-turn, you take it. Hallelujah. And as I did that, oh, hallelujah, it was pouring down the rain. It was slippery. Every truck driver was around, but I didn't care because I knew God was there. Was right by my side. He said, son, if you turn around here, I'm going to turn your life upside down. And one day you're going to testify of this. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Sure enough, I turned around and I went back. Hallelujah. I went back to my parents. Hallelujah. And yes, it wasn't very good at first, but as I went to them and I was just honest with them, I just said, I can't do this. I need God. I need you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was following what God had wanted me to do. He said, Aaron, if you do this, I will make all things new. Hallelujah. And sure enough, I did that. And as I did that, praise God, the next Sunday I came back to church. Saturday, prior to that Sunday, I came and I met up with the pastor. And I talked to him and I told him and I said, Pastor, this is what happened. That's what happened. Oh, hallelujah. And we started to pray together. Oh, hallelujah. And he gave me the biggest hug, and he said, Aaron, he said, it's okay. He said, I thank God. Oh, hallelujah. I'll never forget this, Pastor. He said, I thank God, hallelujah, for authorizing that turn. Hallelujah. Praise God, because that's what happened. God authorized that turn for me to turn around, to come back to him, to give it all to him, and to live for him. And ever since then, I've been on fire for God. Yes, I had to start back from the bottom. Yes, it wasn't easy. But let me tell you, God was there. Hey, hallelujah. And I don't mind. I didn't mind starting from the bottom because that's where I started. Oh, hallelujah. When I was younger, hallelujah, because God knew that I needed that back then so I could deal with this now. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because it is a cruel world out there. It's not no easy path out there. Oh, hallelujah. But it wasn't meant to be. Hallelujah. And that is why we have this place to where we can come, this altar where we can come and we can repent and we can make things right with God so we don't have to go back that way. We don't need to go back there. Hallelujah. We saw what it did to us. It left us in the street. Oh, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, has other plans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting ready to close now. I just want to close with this scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So when we come together and when we are submitted to God, to the man of God, and to our brothers and sisters here, that is when, oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He will give us the keys to heaven. He will give us the keys to healing, to miracles, signs, and wonders when we unite together. Oh, praise God. He's asking us to come together. Hallelujah, to do this together. We are not meant to do this alone. We will suffer alone every single time. But if we can just come together and we can unite and bind one to another through our struggles, through the storms, through the trials, tribulations. Yes, I know at times it's not easy. And there is times there's things we don't understand. And but let me tell you, God knows. He understands. He sees it. Hallelujah. He sees every struggle. He sees all of those storms. But he is there with you through it. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you because he is right there through it all. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you need a miracle, if you are struggling, if you just need to reach God, if you need to have a touch from God, if you need a healing, if you need, hallelujah, God's touch to touch every aspect of your life, these altars are now opened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.